yourself feeling nice and comfortable. When you're ready, you might like to close your eyes. You may hear sounds around you. That's okay, that's just a sign that the world is still turning. And if you need to move or wriggle or scratch, that's okay too. So now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now thinking about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house, a house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders, not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase, a step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry. Plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still. Your breath becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seem to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft, grassy bank. And just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift. Suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft, muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or perhaps just for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling. Just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to gently float downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. A large tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs, and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour, subtle changes, blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you. You settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and effortlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, that while you are here, you are part of everything and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind and let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you, because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and belief you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all of your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. For this is a game player's planet, and the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there is no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. You may, of course, wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we've been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore, a veritable treasure house of health intelligence and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought, your energy, on how you want things to be rather than how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself as though what you have always been seeking somehow always been seeking you, seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is, it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life. Free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You are entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated and emotional vantage point, from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on these thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world, so isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from outside, and the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, as long as this picture stays in this village, everything will go right for the village, and the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome, and they let him stay in the room where the painting was. And when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way they had pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming. The birds no longer sang. And they felt very sad. Then one of the young women from the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall. And she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds. And then some others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating, making this painting. And they all got so absorbed in this painting, and it wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing." And they realised that the sky had become blue again, and the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now. And you know that life can bring you the good things. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you are happy. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. But if you're in a place where you can relax, or you're in bed, it's okay to go to sleep. You can do that. So when you're ready, and you are in complete control, return to full wakefulness, feeling happy, calm, and relaxed. Bring those feelings with you and open your eyes.